garlic does not flower anymore. Lost its ability who knows how long ago. But instead, it puts out this hardneck garlic, puts out this hard stem, comes out of the center of the plant, and on top of it is a cluster, a little capsule of bulbils or bulblets, which can be used for propagation, though it's a slow process. It takes 2 or 3 years from those compared to bulbs. But these are what come up. And in nature, like at the end of the season when the stem would rot off, these would fall down, and essentially they would root themselves wherever they fell and grow some more garlic.
And how long would that take to grow?
Naturally, if we were taking these ourselves, allowing them to mature until, August or so, and then took them off and split them up and then replant them in the fall, it would take 2 or 3 years to get up to a full-size bulb, which is what we normally aim for. So in the meantime, we can take these off, cut them off just above the top leaf, and chop them into all our favorite sauces that need garlic or stir-fry with them. We chop them into salads, make pesto, all sorts of stuff.
Does it taste exactly like the usual garlic bulb, or does it have a little bit of a different flavor?
I would say it is slightly milder, kind of like green onions. Tend to be milder than full-size onions, depending on the variety. And variety does make a big difference. Some are much hotter than others or have a longer-lasting garlic bite to them. And again, it also depends on how you use them. If you're using them, just chopping them up raw, they're going to be, and eating them that way, they're going to be much stronger, hotter flavored than if you stir-fry them. The artificial heat will dampen the natural heat. How's that?
So can you use them as a substitute for green onions, perhaps?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, again, it's an extra, gives you that extra kick of flavor. Green onions are kind of boring, quite honestly, but green garlic is incredible. So, yes, use them that way. Again, like I said, in soup, chop them fine, toss a handful. Near the end of the cooking period, you don't want to simmer these for a long time. So, like 10, 15 minutes before your soup is done. Or just briefly chop them up, stir-fry them. And again, that way, that works good. Or if you've got a lot of greens, and we'll do this with Swiss chard and spinach and other different kinds of greens that you might, in olive oil, saute some of the garlic tops and then toss the greens in just to wilt them briefly. Toss them, mix them together and eat quickly. And that's a great way to use it. And again, just like you would use in pesto or something like that, is a great way to use this fresh garlic. And then you can freeze it. And that's what we were doing. Last night, I was freezing jars of the chimichurri, which is a pesto-like substitute, as well as just chopped garlic with my own fresh oregano and basil and thyme and rosemary. And that way, then I can pull those little bags out of the freezer and, again, use those this winter.
And it sounds like you don't want to overcook them because then you'll lose the flavor, right?
Exactly. The more you cook, the milder it gets. So, yes. So, again, add those at the last of your cooking time, usually, is the best way. One recommendation, and this applies to garlic bulbs also. I use a lot of olive oil, mostly olive oil. But what you don't want to do is put this into raw garlic into olive oil and just leave it to sit. You need to either heat it up lightly or freeze it, because there is concern from the home economists about potential for botulism, because in the oil is a no oxygen environment. So you want to be careful that botulism spores are around us. They're in our soil around us. So again, if you freeze them, that way you're preserving it, or lightly heat them. Or you can use some vinegar, and that's another way. If you wanted to use vinegar, you could toss these into vinegar, and the acid of the vinegar will take care of the botulism, and then you'll have garlic-flavored vinegar to use on salad dressings and such.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Okay. And is there any sort of hints or tips that we should keep in mind as far as actually harvesting the garlic scapes?
As soon as you see them, and you'll see them coming up out of the center of the garlic. So about 2 weeks, they first started to show, and I was pretty anxious because we're out of our regular garlic. So just as soon as they start to show, you can start taking them off. And again, it's going to be about a month from now before I harvest, pull up, dig up the garlic bulbs themselves. So this will give them a long enough time for the garlic plant to continue to grow the garlic larger. And this weather that we're having, the drier the better. Commercially, they say to stop watering your garlic a month before you harvest. Well, this year, maybe that might happen, although we're supposed to get rain this weekend, I guess.
But if you harvest the scapes, that's not going to inhibit the growth of the garlic itself, is it?
No, just the opposite. Again, otherwise the garlic plant would be trying to mature these scapes as well as the bulbs underground. So just like deadheading flowers, assuming that you don't want seeds from your nasturtiums or your lobelias or fuchsias, if you deadhead them, then the more of the energy of the plant, in this case for the flowers, will either be stored up for next year or for growing more flowers. So again, this way, we're directing the energy of the plant where we want it, into bigger garlic bulbs.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.